It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. When talk turns to radio hoaxes, generally the conversation begins with Orson Welles and the Mercury Players' 1938 on-air dramatization of H.G. Welles' novel The War of the Worlds.
Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Welles.
Americans running screaming into the streets, reportedly, at the idea that Martians were invading, got lots of congressmen mad at the time, David Oxenford reports at the Broadcast Law blog, but didn't change anything. Quote, essentially, through some well-publicized apologies by Welles and others involved in the program,
you must realize that when I left the broadcast last night, I went into a dress rehearsal for a play that's opening in 2 days, and I've had almost no sleep, and I know less about this than you do. I haven't read the papers except
what was the first thing you had that something was wrong?
And a promise by the network to take steps to prevent it from happening again, the FCC closed its investigation and no law was passed by Congress, unquote, Oxenford wrote. 50 years later, in the early 1990s, several on-air April Fool's Day incidents did cause the Federal Communications Commission to update their rules, Oxenford reports. Announcers at one station claimed someone had taken them hostage, and another station pretended that a local trash dump had exploded like a volcano, sending burning trash airborne. Both times, first responders were called to non-existent emergencies, risking lives. So the FCC adopted Section 73.1217 of the Commission's rules, preventing stations from discussing, quote, a crime or catastrophe, unquote, on the air if the broadcaster, one, knows the information to be false, two, it is reasonably foreseeable that the broadcast of the material will cause substantial public harm, and three, public harm is in fact caused. The FCC defines public harm as, quote, direct and actual damage to property or to the health or safety of the general public or diversion of law enforcement or any other public health and safety authorities from their duties, unquote. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm and WGXC. That was your daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. Tune in weeknights at midnight and 5 a.m. for radio news updates. And this week in radio news, Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.